All right, welcome back everyone for another deep dive.
Okay.
And today we're going to be looking at something I think we all struggle with at some point.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, asking for feedback.
Right.
Like how to do that politely. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we have a great source today. It's a conversation between Jing and Amy.
Okay.
And Amy is giving Jing some advice.
Yeah.
On how to ask for feedback on a project.
Right.
But this applies to anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
And we really want to look at today how to be more thoughtful and considerate.
Right.
When you're asking someone for a favor, basically.
Yeah.
So, Jing's first attempt was pretty direct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she pretty much just went straight up and was like,
what did she say?
I need your feedback ASAP.
Okay, so that's pretty direct.
It is very direct. I mean, and maybe fine in certain contexts.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Amy makes a really good point about how that can come across.
Yeah, I think, what's the word?
A little demanding.
Yeah, demanding. And also, you're not really considering the other person's time.
Right.
You know, maybe they're busy or they have other priorities.
Totally. And it's like, you know, everyone is busy.
Right.
So to just sort of assume.
Yeah, to just kind of drop it on them like that. It can feel a little
disrespectful even.
Yeah, disrespectful, or you're not really valuing their input as much as you're just trying to get something done.
Yeah, or you're putting your needs above theirs, you know.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, we all do sometimes.
Of course.
But being aware of it, I think, is the first step.
Totally.
So what Amy suggests instead is to really soften that language.
Right. Use softer language.
Yeah. Make it more of an invitation than a demand.
Yeah. An invitation.
You know, hey, would you be open to taking a look at this when you get a chance?
Right.
You know, something like that.
Yeah. I love that because it gives the other person the option to say yes or no.
Right. It's not
it doesn't make them feel bad if they can't do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it makes it more of a collaborative thing.
Right. A collaboration.
Where you're both on the same team instead of it feeling like a hierarchy.
Totally. And I think that's so important because when you make someone feel like they're part of the team,
yeah,
they're much more likely to want to help you.
Exactly. And I think.
And also they're going to give you better feedback.
Yes.
Because they feel more invested.
And Amy also suggests starting with appreciation.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, saying something like, I really value your perspective.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
It's acknowledging their expertise.
Exactly.
Before you even ask them for anything.
And it shows that you're genuinely interested.
Yeah, you're not just give me.
You know? You're like, hey, I respect your opinion.
I want your opinion.
Yeah. And that can go a long way.
It really can.
And then there's the timing aspect.
Right, because everyone's busy.
Yeah, and I think this is where things can get really tricky.
Yeah, because you don't want to be pushy, but you also need to get your work done.
Right, exactly. And it's finding that balance.
Right, finding that balance.
So instead of just throwing out a deadline.
Yeah.
I need this by tomorrow.
Get it to me.
Which, again, sometimes is necessary.
Of course.
But I think, in general, it's better to be more flexible.
Yeah, be flexible.
So Amy suggests saying something like, if it's possible, could we touch base by tomorrow? But if that timeline doesn't work for you, just let me know. We can figure something else out.
Oh, that's perfect.
Right.
Yeah, because it takes the pressure off.
Exactly.
It shows that you're considerate of their time.
And that you're willing to work with them.
Yeah, it's not just all about you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's all about, you know, really just being considerate of the other person.
Right. Considerate.
And I think if you connect this to the bigger picture,
yeah,
it's really all about emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence.
You know, being able to understand and navigate these social dynamics effectively.
Yes.
And by incorporating humility and consideration into the way you communicate.
Right.
You're not just asking for feedback.
You're building relationships.
You're building stronger relationships.
Stronger relationships.
And you're creating a more positive and collaborative environment.
Exactly. And that's going to benefit everyone in the long run.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So with Amy's suggestions,
right,
Jing's request goes from this potentially stressful demand.
Send it to me.
To a respectful and collaborative invitation.
A collaborative invitation.
This is a huge difference.
It's a huge difference.
And it makes everyone feel better.
Yeah. And more likely to want to work together again in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the key takeaway here is that by being more mindful of how you ask for feedback.
Mindful.
You can get what you need.
You can get what you need.
But also strengthen your relationships at the same time.
Strengthen relationships.
It's a win-win.
Win-win.
So I think the question to leave you with today is.
Yes.
How can you apply these principles.
These principles.
Not just to work situations.
Right.
But to all of your communication.
All of your community.
You know, with friends, family, even strangers.
Even strangers.
How can you bring more humility and consideration.
Humility and consideration.
Into all of your interactions.
All of your interactions.
That's something to think about.
It is something to think about.
Thank you so much for joining us for another deep dive.
Thank you for having me.
It was great having you here.
It was fun.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deeper.
Keep diving deeper.
See you next time.
See ya.